Hello, this is day 10 of the Money Marathon, and it's the last day of the clearings, and it's a kind of bittersweet day for us. It's great to have cleared a lot, and at the same time, we've had such fun as a group. It's a little difficult to say goodbye. So not that we're saying goodbye forever. We're going to see it, probably be in contact and in collaboration for a long time. But this particular experience is drawing to an end. I'm going to start with, I've just been talking with some of the people who are live on the call, and just about a few things that they need to have. They need to have cleared still, and we're going to put those into the pot of the clearing. And some are related to some guilt and resentment. Others are related to whether things are going to stick, whether they're going to be, whether all the stuff that has been cleared is going to stick, and also whether that those nice feelings when things have cleared, that happiness and that joy, whether that's going to stick or whether it's going to go. So, and another one is around still feeling like money maybe is a little bit dirty, and that some separation from money. So let's see where that goes. And I'm going to do a first tapping and see what happens when we tap into the collective. The collective unconscious or whatever it's we want to call it for this group, for the people listening and who will listen. Even though I am sad it's ending, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have difficulty with separation, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I want things to go on, I deeply love and accept myself. I'm not sure if I'm healed yet. I'm not sure if I don't need more right now. I'm not sure if I can keep on to this happy, joyful feeling and connectedness that I'm feeling here. I'm still feeling that money's a little dirty. I'm still feeling that I don't quite want to make friends with money. Oh, I'm still feeling divided between trying to make money and trying to have a good relationship and trying to do all the things that there seem to be in this life. Oh, I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired. I need rest. Day of rest is coming up soon. I need to take that rest. I need to really rest. I've been taking in a lot this week. I've been releasing a lot this week. And the releasing continues to go on. This going on in the next days, all those beliefs getting in the way of me having abundance in my life and in my relationship. I want to get out of this tired state. Gee, this is so boring listening to this tired state of mine. I want to love money. I really want to love money. Because money can give me a lot. And it can allow me to give a lot. What's keeping me from money? What's keeping money from being my honey? What's keeping money from being my honey? He's a real sweet guy or sweet gal. But I've been leaving him out of my life, and it ain't the same without him or her. I'm wanting more money. I'm wanting more of money, money relationships, money sweetness, money honey, 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 honey. Money's a honey to me. He's done a few things in the past that I haven't quite liked, but I've done a few things in the past that he hasn't quite liked or she hasn't quite liked. So it's kind of natural that we're a little apart. Oh, yoy, yoy, yoy. Let's get the energy up here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. We're ready to go out there and be out there. We're ready to be visible. We're ready to receive. We're ready to receive. We're ready to receive. We can keep receiving. We don't have to feel guilty for having too much. No guilt about having too much. With more, we give more. With receiving more, we can give more. But with giving too much, we give less in the end. With giving too much and not receiving enough, we can't give. So we're all going to receive, 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 receive. All right. We'll just open it up a little bit. Anybody like to say anything? It's echoing a bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on mute. And I think if you do *6, you should be able to unmute yourself. So if somebody wants to do *6 and then just talk, then that'll be great. And I'm not hearing anybody. Okay. I'll put it off for a moment, see if anybody wants to talk, just in case there's a technical thing, and then we'll go back on, and it feels like another clearing's coming on anyway. Anything?
I think, does the phone work? Oh, somebody else is talking. Oh, that's okay. Katie, I was just going to say I really like the give and receive balance. You know, with giving too much and not receiving, we're not really giving. That kind of resonated for me. So that was, I just wanted to repeat that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Okay, we'll go on to lecture and I'll see what comes. Okay, what is here? It's interesting. I'm feeling a lot of tiredness right now. I'm not sure what it's coming from, so let's tap on that. Maybe something to do with a group. It may be just myself, but I know some people were saying they were feeling pretty tired this morning. And so let's look into this. Even though I feel really tired, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really tired, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really tired, I deeply love and accept myself. Can't always feel up. What if I go down again? What if I sink down again? What if things don't stick? What if I'm just doing like I do a lot of times? Go to something, think things are changed, and nothing changes. What if nothing changes? What if all this is just a good feeling for a while? What if nothing changes? Nothing ever seems to really change in my life. Just cycles and cycles of the same old issues. Is that really true? Is that really true that nothing has changed? Why am I so different now? Why am I able to take what has happened and really incorporate it in my life? Why is it that the changes have gone so deep this time? Why is it that I won't slide back? Not to where I was before. What if when I get down sometime, it's just a little reminder that I have to keep growing? And so I just take that little reminder and find the way to grow. What if the joy guides are always with me? What if the joy guides just kind of disappeared for a few minutes? But what if they're back? What if I can always call on my joy guides? And remember, if they hide the keys, they're talking to me. What if I just slow down a little bit in my life? Slow down to speed up. You see, all really speedy things need a lot of preparation, need a lot of seed time, need a lot of fertilizing. How much time is spent on ground for a rocket to go off to the moon? How much time I need to spend to do my personal rockets? Don't want to go to the moon, but I do want to go a lot of places. What if I had more patience? What if I had more patience that my sustained action would get something? What if I don't have to do these huge just efforts, which seem to go on and on and on and on, to make things work? What if I can just have a little bit of work, a little bit of play, a little bit of work, a little bit of play, and then some real sustained time? Because sometimes it's really fun to do a sprint. But after the sprint, you really need to rest. I love sprinting. I love resting. I love sprinting. I love resting. And I'm also in it for the long haul, the money marathon, the long haul. I'm in this life for the long haul. I want to give myself the health for that. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Where have the joy guides gone? Where have the joy guides gone? Where have the joy guides gone? We're here, we're here. Don't forget us, don't forget us. We're always there, just peeking out of the little lily or rose. We're always here, but you're not always with us. We're here, 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 we're here. All right, then. Yes.
Yes.
Would anybody like to say something now? There's a bit of an echo whenever I open this up now.
Yeah.
I think it might be caused by Alex. Alex, are you wanting to say anything right now, or could you just temporarily mute yourself?
Sure. Start there.
Thanks. Yeah. Or actually, I don't know. Maybe I have to. It's more that other people, if they want to say something. Actually, first of all, if anybody else wants to say something, you would talk right now, and then I think you can mute yourself. I'm not sure if it's star six. Wait a second. I'm going to look. Yeah. Yeah, I think you can mute yourself by going on star six and then star sixing again. Okay, anybody else?
Katie, it's Leandra. Can you hear
me?
Oh,
Leandra, great.
Oh, so you can hear me. You know,
yeah, I can hear you.
Such an odd feeling this morning.
Yes.
I'm definitely feeling very tired, and it's, for some reason, doesn't seem to be wanting to lift. It's kind of curious. I'm wondering if it's actually what I was hearing is I was almost getting a little concerned about it was that it's better to be in this state of relaxed, like a non-exhilarated, supercharged feeling because then it's in flow. I was definitely noticing a feeling of tiredness and now realizing that that's kind of what we're supposed to do is not be, or that's a theory of thought anyways, not be so excited and then have the opposite of being really down, to be just in flow with everything all the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of more what I'm feeling. It's like I'm not, when I took the word tired and thought about it a little more, it's just more that I'm feeling very relaxed. So that's actually a good thing, I think.
Great. Thank you for addressing that, Leandra. Yeah, I'm feeling like it's been a strange feeling while I'm doing the clearing. But it doesn't seem to, yeah, I mean, certain sessions have been quite different, and it seems very kind of subdued in some ways. And
that's a good word. That's more what it feels like. It's like a subdued, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm feeling not quite so comfortable with that. So I have to say that. It's like, being in theater, I like the dramatics, so especially on the last day. So it's almost like, ooh, where's this
when
going?
You put on a pair of jeans that are really comfortable, they're your favorite. There's something that you are very actually subdued when you put them on. It's not like you get all excited and do a happy dance just because you put your pants on. you know, in contrast to when you go out and you're buying new clothes. Right?
That's right.
So maybe that's more the subdued feeling is, and we're surprised about it because we've been having such an exhilarated week. And here it's kind of like, it's become a comfortable, it's kind of become like skin. We never get all excited when we get out of bed before we put our clothes on. Wow, I got skin. You know, it's just, it's there. So maybe that's something that we need to look at because it feels comfortable and we're not used to feeling comfortable about money, are we?
This is true. In fact, that links for me too. Is I'm quite comfortable with chaos, and I've been discovering I'm quite comfortable with chaos. But real peace for me is uncomfortable because when I've had real peace in my life, some of the biggest, tragedies have happened. So
you feel you're in the eye of the storm.
Exactly. So it's like, I've actually been looking at that personally this week is what is life without chaos? I mean, a kind of a created chaos, a drama and all that. And in finances, finances reflects that. If it was too peaceful around our finances, what would that be like?
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's the next thing I'm going to tap on is the what if it's peaceful with our finances? Ooh. Anybody else want to add to this discussion? Actually, this is getting fun. Like I'm waking up a little bit here.
Brent here?
Yes.
I'll jump in before somebody else does. For me, it's my busy brain is turned off a fair bit.
Okay.
So that, you got to get excited. You got to be motivated, you idiot. You got to get jumping out of, you got to get jumping on this. You got to get jumping on that.
Yeah.
And the busy brain turn off means I can be creative and more effective because I just, I'm not burning myself out.
Exactly.
So I agree that we can have issues around, if you're too mellow, then the walls are going to cave in because you're not standing around or running around pushing them back up.
Yeah.
But for me, it's right now, it's just a comfortable feeling that I don't have to panic.
Yeah. And it's like we don't always have to be pushing. There's times when that's necessary, but why are we on? It's kind of like we're on the adrenaline based. I mean, it is a kind of an adrenaline-run society that we're always on alert. We're always anxious. We're always on guard. And in sense, I mean, for survival, one does have to keep a basic alert sign up, in our... Our defenses do that, our inner defenses or whatever you might like to call it. And at the same time, we really need to be like animals who can be alert and yet really relaxed. So alert for when the opportunities come or when we need to really move, and then relaxed and just really enjoying the rest of the time. So thank you, Brent. Anything else to be added to this discussion? Okay, so I am going to do the next clearing and see what comes out about being too peaceful, being too comfortable, being too mellow. Okay, just a minute. Now. Okay. Even though feeling peaceful feels dangerous to me, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though feeling mellow seems dangerous to me, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though relaxing is dangerous to me, I deeply love and accept myself. What would it be like to be peaceful around money? I mean, don't I need anxiety to keep it coming in? I'm afraid of peace around money. If I get too peaceful around money, the world's going to cave in. If I don't look out around money, I'm going to have worse things happen. I need to keep anxious about money, or I won't do enough. I'm afraid of peace. I'm afraid of peace. I mean, they say rest in peace. If I get peace, maybe I'll rest in peace. And what about resting in peace? What about a new way of resting in peace? What if I wasn't so afraid of dying? What if I wasn't so afraid of change? What if peace was just a state I was in? What if peace does not mean non-action? What if peace is both active and passive? What if peace is something I am, deep, deep inside? What if I make peace with peace? What if all the chaos in my life starts to leave? What if there's still excitement even with peace? What if without all the chaos, there's another kind of excitement, another kind of motivation, another kind of being? What if I could be like an animal? ready to jump up when my survival is at stake, and yet ready to play and to deeply relax. Being in the moment. Being in the moment when there's danger, being alert, taking the move, and then relaxing deeply in between. And sure, still listening, looking, seeing that nothing is on the horizon that would threaten me, and yet being able to be deeply relaxed. Peace, 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 peace. I want a piece of peace. I want peace. Peace is not a bad thing. Peace. Peace. All right. So I'm going to take it off the lecture mode, and we'll see if anybody else wants to say something before we go to the healing code. Anything else?
Yeah, I have a quick thing to say.
Great,
Leandra here. As you were doing this last clearing, I definitely felt that tiredness lifted. It was just like you really hit a nail on the head for me with the being like an animal that is, you know, I'm looking at my dog here laying here with her eyes closed, but. If there was any kind of a rustle outside or whatever, she would definitely lift her head because she is alert. Her ears are always perked up even though she's got her eyes closed and she's very relaxed. But the thing that I just wanted to share was that years ago I was gifted with an opportunity to sit with a Swami within a group of people who knew the Swami, knew how they should behave around the Swami, and I didn't. And he was saying his goodbyes to the group, and I got up and went to the washroom. And when I came back out the door, all these people were, oh, there you are, there you are. You have to come back into the room. He's looking for you. Well, that really kind of frightened me a little because I didn't know what he was going to say. When I got into the room, he said, oh, good, I thought you had left. Come here, I have something for you. And there were still people going up to him as I went over towards him. He had this bowl of fruit. And he had this, people would be putting their hands out in front of him, but they were doing some kind of a gesture and bending over and making prayerful gestures. And I was still, even though he had called me over, still really awkward. So I get up to him, and he said, now this is for you. And he had this beautiful apricot. And I said, I don't know how to take it. And he started to laugh, and he said, you put out your hands, and I put the fruit in. Okay. I've never forgotten that, because it's like, how many things do we do where we freak about how do I receive it? What do I have to do? What's the ritual? What's the catch? What's the requirement? You put out your hands, and I give you the fruit.
Wow. I love that.
I thought that was tremendously awesome, and you really reminded me of that with this last tapping. So just wanted to share.
Thank you. That's a beautiful story. And we make it so complicated receiving things sometimes, and receiving money too. And I think that's something that Kristen worked earlier in terms of doing the body talk on our businesses, where the belief that making money has to be hard. And so it's somehow that receiving a good income for the work that we do so passionately in the world has to be hard, and it has to be hard to receive it. So thank you, Leandra. Anything else coming up before we go to the healing codes? All right. So let's go into the healing codes. And I think you can put in a lot of what you personally want to have released, I'll say some of the things. And just a minute, I seem to have mislaid my prayer. Isn't that appropriate? I'm going to have to make it up for today, or maybe not. Oh no, here it is. It's the Healing Codes prayer. So we're going to put in all the stuff that's just coming up right now for people individually, as well as the stuff that I might say. And I think the truth positive, the positive, gosh, I am not able to get out those words. In fact, the truth focus statement, that one, I think we could put, I'm at peace with money. And let's go with that. And here, let's say the prayer first. I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to having problems with money in all its different forms, not being able to be close to money, to love money, all those issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the Creator. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, so here we go. Focusing the energy in between the eyebrows. And focusing on, I am at peace with money. And then coming down to the throat area and focusing the energy there. I'm at peace with money. And then coming to the jaw area. I'm at peace with money. Side of the temples. Glory, hallelujah. I'm at peace with money. And in between the eyebrows, just letting go of all those judgments about ourselves around money, letting go of the judgments of others around money. Knowing that our relationship with money has fundamentally changed. We've made our peace with money. Going down to the throat. We've made our peace with money. And that peace is spreading throughout our body. And throughout our world. How many wars have been caused by money? we need to make peace with money, individually and collectively, seeking new solutions, new ways. New ways that correspond to the society we're in and its challenges. We can't go back, but we can go forward. We can't go back, but we can go forward. Going to the hinge of the jaw. We can go forward. One step after another step, joyous step. Ponderous steps, steps that sometimes stumble, but steps ahead, forward, expanding. Okay, up to the temples, temple area, focusing the energy of the hands there. Yes. 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 I'm at peace with money. Money's at peace with me. Doesn't mean we never have an argument again. It's just we have a general overall peace. Peace. Okay, going again to in between the eyebrows. Peace with money. Throat, end the war with money. It's not about money, and it is about money. It's not about money, and it is about money. Money is a symbol for love. Love. As a symbol for money. Hinge of the jaw. Tending to the garden. Tending to the garden of my life. Tending to the garden of my life with peace and joy. Temples, side of the temple. Building sacred temples everywhere. Beauty and beauty and truth and peace. And a whole load of other things. Hands on the top of the head, one on top of the other on the crown of the head. I'm just leaving them there for a few moments until you feel like dropping them to the sides. Your body. Coming back into the room, looking around you, stretching your body. Okay, I'm going to open up the floor again. Well, I feel peaceful.
Yes, me too. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Mm.
Well, want to leave people a few moments just to stay in this state of peace and well-being. And I want to open up the floor, maybe just to say a little bit about what you've learned through the through this process. Just a few words, and just a way to. Gosh, leave taking is always hard. There will be more things I am looking to continue in some way with this energy. But for the moment, it is a leave taking and a time to just say what we've got in these 10 days of being together. And so I'm just going to open up. And also, if you have any comments on today's session, or if you just want to say what you've got, a couple of words about what you've got out of these 10 days. I hope I've not made you all speechless by the healing comments. The tendency to do that.
Well, I personally love the idea of money is a symbol of love, and I'm going to use Facebook to continue to put my impressions down because I know they're going to continue to flow. So you obviously the Facebook page will be open for comments and more work, and I hope that everyone will, that everything I've read in there is resonated. So please, everyone, continue the input.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say. Thank you,
Brent. And that's so true.
It's really interesting. I feel quite even, and I feel quite complete. Which is not to say that the dance is smooth.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's a dance.
Yeah.
That I can continue to at least partially choreograph.
Yes, and you can actually continue to choreograph, and which doesn't mean that you never come for other stuff or, you know, go meet roadblocks and need help from others, but you are the choreographer of your own story. And some of the tools, just to add, is some of the tools that we've got this week, all of you can use on your own very effectively. And we've got some great suggestions that came from participants as well, which were amazing, that are also very useful. And it wouldn't hurt, I think, sometimes if you might want to, luckily with the recordings, there's a bit of a list of topics that I've been doing. It's not, which are on each call. So if you feel one day you need to go back to some of the recordings and listen again, you may get new things out of them just by listening again and doing the codes again.
You know, I absolutely hear what you're saying about the resources and the tools. And I am at times a bit of a lone wolf.
Yes.
But, you know, I want to also acknowledge and honor all of the, not only even the contributions, but the contributions have been many, but just the willingness of people to hold the space for each other. It's really touched my heart and my spirit. And I thank you for your leadership and your beautiful way that you have of, you know, setting that container up.
Thank you. And it's been delightful to have you along for the ride, Michaela. So much wisdom. And you've really helped hold that space. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else before we close the call? And people can put, it would be great to put stuff on Facebook about the experience. I know we're feeling all pretty in another space that's probably not that verbal. And at least I feel that way when I stop the healing codes. So respect that. And if you wanted to say a few words, you can. And if not, you know, you may think of other things, and please post them on Facebook.
Leandra here. I was just really enjoying the essence of what Michaela just said about the space that you've created for us to step into, just the essence of experiencing this in a safe container. Has really been very meaningful to me, because I feel that there have been things that I've felt comfortable sharing, and have also felt comfortable thinking, which has been very awesome. And I think really what I'm going away with is that going back to my favorite analogy, which is the garden, that when I'm planting things, and I don't even really know where the best location in the garden is, whether it's shade or full sun or more water, less water, it makes something that should be simple, planting seeds and letting them grow, become complicated, difficult, disconcerting. So what this has done for me is helped me to really understand what the requirements of my own personal garden are in a way that I feel very comfortable with. And I'm extremely pleased to have been part of this. Thank you, Katie. And everybody else. I've really enjoyed meeting everyone else, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Leandra. And your presence has been so rich. All the things you've brought to the table. Including the stuff around the joy guides and the keys, which I shall always remember. In fact, it happened yesterday, and I said, okay, I'm getting the message. And actually, this is fun. You know what happened yesterday? I didn't have that much money in the house, and I didn't really want to go to the bank at all, but I kept finding little bits of money here and there. So it's like the fairies were showing me, hey, you do, there is money here and there and there. Because often I'll be searching and there'll be nothing, and I'll be sure, oh, well, didn't I leave that there? So it was fun. And,
that's really fun.
Yeah. And something I think, well, we'll see what happens, but it'll be interesting in the period after this to see what happens to you in the world around money, what money starts, you know, the money and the opportunities that flow, because so often that does happen once you've released, you know, all the anxiety. And if not, it depends, you know, sometimes it happens the day after, sometimes it takes a week or two to just, for those the seeds are planted, and for those needs to, you know, bloom. And one of the big things it does do is it just frees us to act in ways that will cultivate wealth rather than kind of pushing it away, as well as good habits around stewarding the money that we do have, which is also really important, because it's not just getting money, it's also being able to use it wisely. And yes. So anybody else like to say something? All right. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie. It's Alex. I was muted. I couldn't see.
Oh, okay, Alex. I was kind of waiting to see if you had something. Although I forgot about your muting. So thank you. So, Alex.
I just want to also say thank you so much to the group and just, yeah, all the positivity and holding space. And I just feel, even though I feel very, like, calm right now, I also feel energized and just ready to, you know, start with the new way of being. And it's a process, and it takes time, because this isn't the first time we've done some of this work, but I feel like we're getting closer and closer. And today was really, I think some of the things you spoke about, like, what if, you know, the new way was just different, and that's okay, you know. And I think that, yeah, a lot of what we're going through is just the old wanting, we're between the old and the new, we're already there, but it's like this old part of us wants to come back to what's safe and what's familiar, yet we're already in this future way of being and loving and connecting, and it's just bridging, I guess, the gap somehow. So that's kind of what I felt. It's like, oh, wow, we're already doing it. This is great.
Thank you. And I think that's so, so true. And it struck me, and Alex, thank you for your lovely presence during this whole expedition, this whole marathon, and a lot of your insights. And yes, the new way is different, and it feels different, and sometimes a little, you know, just feeling comfortable feels uncomfortable. Feeling peace feels uncomfortable. It's like ridiculous, but sometimes that's the way change is, you know, we register change. It takes us a little while to feel comfortable with new things that come in and just really assimilate and, yeah, feel good. And somebody actually said something which was really interesting. I was listening to a webinar actually on Feng Shui and the colors. And the person was saying that people often will paint, you know, they have a color that they love and they want their house to be in it. And they'll paint the house or the room part of that color, and then, like, within 24 hours, they will change it because they just can't handle the color. Even though they love it, they just can't handle that much change in their house. And what she says is that she counsels people just to wait a week to see if they really don't like the color or if it really is something that they do love but they just needed to adjust to. So I think that was a very interesting thing around color. And also I think it can probably be applied to other things that are changing, just to wait and see rather than kind of freak out that it's different, just to wait and see how it works and how it feels over a bit of time. And I just wanted to, what else did I want to say? Oh, I want to say just thank you so much to all of you. This is the first time I've done a group like this, and I had no idea what was going to happen. And I had all these ideas about what needed to be cleared. I've done a lot of this with people on an individual level. But it's such a area which is so personal, and so there's so much charge about it that I was a little bit nervous about doing it in a group, not sure what would happen, and also not sure about how comfortable people would feel to share things that are, you know, pretty taboo in this society, really talking about money in a very close, intimate way. So I really want to thank you all for doing that and for all the bravery and courage and just share, to be able to share things like that. And also for just the experience, I've just loved it. I love doing this work. I want to do more of it. I want to take it out more, and I hope you share with your friends that you think might benefit from this, because I feel like it's a from my experience with you, I feel like it's a lovely way to do things in a group for a limited time, so that you can really focus on it, and then to let it go, to sink, let it sink in, and go forward with one's life. So I am going to be having a 10-day to $10,000 challenge, which I'm going to be doing in a few weeks, which I'll probably put out some information around once I've had a bit of a rest. But which will be an active program, which will be focused on people actually taking action around income based on. And of course, any of you who would like to join it, I would love to have on board. So, anything else, or we'll just say goodbye? All right. So, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch through Facebook, and we're also going to have that call with Judith, which is using the Oracle cards as the path to abundance. So, that should be a lot of fun, and I hope. I hope you can be on that call. So, goodbye then.
Bye.
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 Bye.